And then one terrible night, Bruce Hunt assembled all the officers. I remember him saying, "Gentlemen, things are grim. We have a sickness in this camp which I've only read about. I can't be sure if I'm right, but I'm quite convinced, really, in my own mind, that this is cholera. Now we have to fight this cholera." He said, I've been to see the Japs, and they've given us permission to take certain steps to fight it, because they're as afraid as we are. They've agreed to get cholera serum up. When it comes, we'll all be inoculated. It takes 2 weeks for immunity to develop. He said, starting tomorrow morning, we will scrape the whole of this camp, scrape the mud on the top of it. We will make it into a one big heap and put up logs on this and burn the whole heap down. We will put all our eating utensils through the flames of these fires in our huts. No one is to eat their rice if a fly settles on it, or not that part of the rice anyway. He said, on the other hand, we must eat and eat and eat. If I will eat the rice any man can't eat, he can pass it to me. I expect you to give and take. If one man can't eat it, then you eat it. Anyhow, under his leadership, the next day we got out and we scraped the surface of the camp. More latrines were dug. We realized that our life was in his hands in this case, and it was. Of course, the cholera got worse, and we were averaging 20 deaths a day. So it was a terrible death. One would not only, I'm going to say, one, it was hard to recognize anybody who, once he'd got it, reached a stage where he had to be carted up to Cholera Hill there to die, because I know personally of only one who survived, one of my own men. But it was like talking to a skull later on when we came in talking to people. We were going out to work one day, and Bruce was, as we were leaving, haranguing everybody to exercise extreme vigilance regarding his cholera germs. And I looked down, there was a young boy dying at my feet, but he'd only got up during the night, but I didn't know who he was. Terrible shocked. And one poor fellow, knowing he had cholera, crawled out into the rain and lay down on a stretcher, knowing that stretcher was bound for the cremation heap. This was an unspeakable job. Some volunteers had, generally it got them, ill. They became very macabre men. They'd come down looking for bodies. It changed their personality altogether. People are uneasy in their presence. The job had to be done, of course, with wet wood. It was all wet wood. A wonderful little Catholic padre we had, Paddy Walsh, who's in Rockhampton now. But he spent all his time up there with his hands bound up with rags, and he would keep wires in a fire till they got red hot. And he was splitting his teak logs, would put the number and the name and the battalion of the bodies that had been cremated, and just indicate where the ashes were. A fine man.